The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So connecting to your present moment experience, arriving in your body, and just taking in how you are in this moment. Often how we are is reflected in the body. Could be some tension or holding physically. And it can be useful, especially at the start of a period of practice, the start of a meditation period, to consciously relax that tension, because there is such a strong connection between our bodies and our minds. We might think in some ways that, and we do know that our attitudes of mind, what's happening in our mind, does affect our bodies. But there is a way that when we can attune to our physical experience and potentially explore a relaxation of that, that that can also have an effect on the mind. And so this kind of practice of beginning with relaxation is a condition that supports our ability to land more fully with our present moment experience. And so allowing the body to relax . Checking in and seeing if there are places where there may be tension being held, and seeing if there can be a softening, a releasing of that tension. In particular, perhaps relaxing the face, the neck, the shoulders. Exploring if there might be able to be a relaxation around the torso. All those muscles around the rib cage, perhaps there can be a relaxation there, and maybe a deeper breath or two could support that. Relaxing the stomach, the abdomen, the middle and lower back. And the extremities, the arms, the hands, the legs, the feet. And then sometimes it's also possible to kind of attune internally. And kind of see if there's a way to soften or, and it's not a doing so much as kind of just more, for me it feels like an attunement, checking into particular areas like maybe the inside of the throat can soften. Maybe the heart can soften and relax, release tension. Maybe the stomach, the intestines can soften, relax, release. And maybe too, there can be some letting go of mental tension, the ways in which our mind kind of tightens around thoughts, worries, concerns of the past or the future. Maybe for now those can be set aside and you might be able to relax or release mental tension. And then, sometimes it's also interesting to explore the possibility that our organism, our system, has an avenue towards relaxation that we don't have conscious access to. And sometimes through a request or just an inclining, we can experience or allow that kind of intelligence of our system to support that relaxation, to support that release. So you might notice, or you might be able to kind of request, you know, may the body relax. And then not try to do it. Let's see, how does that kind of request or that inclination, that aiming in the direction of, how is that received by your system? May the body relax. May the mind relax. As there is a little more relaxation of body and mind, there's more possibility. It's a supportive condition for a very natural awareness. In fact, being aware is a very normal part of our humanity, of the way our organism is designed. It is actually designed to be aware. And often our thoughts, our concerns, our worries just get in the way of that very natural capacity. And so as we relax, perhaps there is the possibility to recognize that you are aware. Are you aware? And noticing what awareness is receiving What is awareness aware of? It may be very simple at this moment, just body sensation or sound, emotion or mood. Receiving what is most obvious. It may be pleasant, it may not be pleasant, it may be unpleasant, or it may be neutral. Whether it's pleasant or unpleasant or neutral is not any kind of a statement about the quality of the awareness. Awareness just receives what is here. What is obvious in a moment is a result of the conditions of your life that have led up to this moment. And so in a way, as we open to what is obvious, we are exploring our conditioning. And at times it may seem very simple. And yet the power of mindfulness comes with this capacity to be aware moment after moment, beginning to reveal how one moment shapes the next moment. And sometimes that shaping seems simple, not so important. And sometimes it's really clear how that shaping leads to intentions and actions and choices. And yet it's not our job to find what we think of as important conditioning. It is the job, our job, to simply cultivate the conditions for this kind of mindfulness to help us to learn about our conditioning, to help us to understand how our minds get caught and struggle, and to help us to understand the conditions that lead away from that struggle. And it begins with relaxing and connecting to this very natural quality of being aware. Being aware and being curious about what is this human experience in this moment?